About 3 weeks ago, a neighbour of mine, constituent of mine, who would be a lady who lives alone in her 80s, and she brought to my attention that a man had called to her house, and he was wearing a high-vis vest with Irish Water on it, and it actually turns out he was legitimate, but he wanted access to the house to check the quality of her drinking water. And he said it was a random test, and she politely told him to do his random test somewhere else, which he did with another neighbour who was also an octogenarian. So we found that two houses had been called to, and people had no warning that anyone was coming, and I do take that they need to do random sampling. But I believe that they could do random sampling. Every house that I know in rural areas has an outside tap, and it is the same mains water that comes to the outside tap as what comes to the drinking water at the kitchen sink. They could test it at the hydrant, which is, in this particular case, was less than 100 metres away. There are several ways that it could be tested without going into anyone's private house. I've written to Irish Water about it. They have confirmed that it was a guy acting on their behalf. I wasn't happy with the fact that it took them 3 weeks to respond to me to tell me that it was a legitimate call, because I thought this couldn't possibly be something that a state company, with all the warnings we get about security and advising people not to allow anybody in, because realistically, when you have older people living in country areas, especially at this time of the year, they are living with a degree of fear.
Well, that's exactly it, Councillor, and I guess that's why it's very important to highlight the situation and bring awareness to it, that these maybe unannounced inspections are taking place, because, well, look, the inspector's just doing a job, and we respect that, that's fine. But like you're saying, this elderly person was not only well entitled to not let the person in, but you would encourage them not to let a random caller into their house. And it's just, I guess, raising awareness about the situation, but also ensuring that, you know, once heading into these winter months now, when home security is very important, to make sure that people are looking after themselves as well.
Absolutely, and to be fair, that lady was in fear for a number of days. It was a couple of days afterwards before she contacted me, and, you know, I'm not the guard, I'm glad to help her and to help anybody, but, you know, if you think somebody is acting suspiciously, say, well, look, we get the guards to come and check that you're legitimate before we let you in. The Gardaí will always answer these calls. They will always check things out with people, and there's no harm. And if you say you're ringing the guards, if somebody is legitimate, they'll have no fear of it.